about 10 days.
I stayed at home. Cool.
I went to Florida. But I don't want to get stuck no more. My son-in-law was going to bring me home. I was going to stay about 10 days. And he was going to bring me home because he wouldn't let me ride the bus. And car broke down, burned up. Took about $495 to fix that little old car. It was one of these little mods, and nobody didn't know how to work on it.
Yeah.
He said he could have done it himself if he would have thought about what he was doing. He didn't know it was going to cost so much to fix it. And he could have done it a heap quicker.
Put about the kind of fence that they used to have around the yard or garden.
That picket was a picket fence mostly. Picket.
It went up. Pickets.
Mm-hmm. This brick house up here, it's got one in across the front.
Are they pointed, sharpened off?
Yeah, you can sharpen them up,
you
or you can
leave
them.
See that brick house just before you turn and come in on the hill?
Uh-huh. You can, no.
That's picket.
You can, it's just sawed off. That's just sawed off. They're not pointed.
You nail them
together,
or?
No, you nail them on a lath. You set your post and you put your lath on there, and you nail your pickets to that.
You set the post.
The you put post.
Fence post.
You set your fence post.
Then put your lath on
your
fence post.
On the top and one on the
bottom.
Side at the bottom.
And nail to
and
that.
That's what you have to nail your
pickets
to.
What about a kind of wire fence they have nowadays?
I call that a cyclone fence.
Cyclone fence. Wish I had one.
What about this, you got a strand?
That's just a net wire.
That's a net wire fence.
That's just a net wire, we call
Hole
it.
Wire fence.
And above it you have a
bubble.
Bubble.
A barbed wire.
Just like that out there.
Barbed wire.
That's what you call
B-A-R-B.
That barbed
wire. Wire.
A 39-inch American top, red top wire, and that's barbed wire on top.
Say if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the
post. Yeah,
set
to
the post.
Set the post down and lay your wire.
You have to set, dig the holes, set your post, get your post lined up straight, then you stretch your wire.
Pull the wire tight, nail it.
And you nail it with staples.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was pretty. Beautiful.
What did they call it?
Stone fence.
A rock wall, I believe.
Rock
wall.
Where'd you see it?
There was one down here at in town. It was put up
one
and then I filled it.
Right?
Yeah. And there's a rock house out there.
I didn't really have that much rock around here.
That old red rock.
That old red rocks, and somebody had some land out there that had a lot of it. They just got the idea of.
That cut them. You know,
they have to be cut. They have to have what
they
call them. A stone cutter. And they smooth them up. They smooth them up. It's a beautiful place. I'd love for you to see it.
What about them? Something that you'd use for frying eggs in. That'd be
The frying pan.
And if you were setting a table for people to eat with, you'd give everybody a
knife and fork and spoon. They're silverware. You know.
And now
some of them call it a skillet,
That is, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
It'd be rare.
You'd put out steak.
Steak knives.
The cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
One to wash with is a dish rag, and one to dry with is a dish towel.
What about when you're bathing? You wash your face with
a washcloth. Face cloth.
And to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
And say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And something you'd use to carry food out to the hogs in.